You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about Nordic skiing in Juno. Welcome Odin Brudy and Malia Liu. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks, Shelley.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
You both represent the Juno Nordic Ski Club. Could you tell me more about who or what that is?
Yeah, and I'm excited to have Malia Liu here from the Juno Nordic Ski Team. The Juno Nordic Ski Club, it's sort of the umbrella organization. We're excited about snow. I got out skiing this morning, I'm happy to say. But the Juno Nordic Ski Club is having our annual meeting this Thursday at Zanakahini, and we could talk about that. And we're encouraging people to come and become members, and that's a fun event. And I can tell you some more about the Juno Nordic Ski Club as well.
Yeah, we'll talk all about it. Malia, anything to add about what the ski club is or who's a part of it? She's shaking her head. How long have you been a part of it?
This is my 7th year as a ski team member, but before that I was part of the 4-H club, so I've been part of this club for many years.
Yeah,
that's great.
Lulu came up through the ranks with our ski recreational ski development program, which registration for that is coming up, and then also the Juno Nordic Ski Team. Malia Liu is one of 30 middle and high schoolers that practice 4 times a week.
Wow. So Nordic skiing is kind of what I would call cross-country skiing. It's the same thing,
yep,
more or less.
Yep.
And your club is responsible for grooming the trails around town where people like to – the most popular places where people like to go cross-country skiing, right?
Right. We groom primarily at in the Mendenhall area, the Mendenhall campground, the Mendenhall Lake when it's frozen and solid enough to set. And on a sunny day on the lake is probably when you see hundreds and hundreds of users out on that trail. And then we groom the trail at Montana Creek, which actually that holds the snow pretty well. And I think within a matter of days, we'll likely be grooming at Montana Creek.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Time to get out your skis, everybody. So today you want to tell our listeners about the upcoming annual meeting, as you mentioned. It's a meeting and much, much more. So what do you all get up to at this event?
We have over 500 members. We've been growing steadily these last few years, and a number of members will come. And like I say, new members or the general public is welcome to come and become a member. But it's a potluck, so bring a plate and of food and your own utensils, preferably. We'll have some if you don't bring them, and it's always some of the best food of the year at our potluck. But we're also having a ski swap if you're looking to trade some gear or sell some gear or maybe pick up some cross country ski gear at the potluck and auction. And I can also talk about our silent auction, and we have door prizes as well from a number of sponsors.
That's great. So this is your big annual event, right?
It is. It's as far as indoors and
yes,
and
yes,
membership,
yes, your
promoting
annual
membership.
Event, your big annual fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Proceeds go to keeping the club going, keeping those trails groomed, and things like that.
Yes, well over 90% of our income and membership fees go directly into the trail grooming, and that is equipment and gasoline, and but the trail groomers.
Yeah.
Volunteer all their time, and we have an awesome group of sometimes as many as 10 people that operate our grooming equipment.
I know a lot of skiers have found it maybe a little bit tough to hunt for snow around here in the past few years. Malia, how do you train for cross-country team when there's no snow?
Usually we have dry land, and that consists of either going out to like Twin Lakes and doing drills, or doing weightlifting and different drills like at Zach Gordon. So we go to several different places, and we just kind of run around Juno.
So it's more like cardio training,
yeah,
and strength training when you can't ski.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite trail to be on around here?
I wouldn't say. I would enjoy running like some of the flatter trails and like
you get out to Montana Creek before the snow and during the snow.
Yeah, I have to say Montana Creek is probably one of my favorite trails to both ski and to run.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. It's beautiful. How about you, Odin? Where'd you go skiing this morning?
I skied at the lower loop at Eagle Crest, and there was enough. It's not groomed, but there was getting to be enough snow to for it to be groomed one of these days. And we worked with Eagle Crest to help with the Nordic grooming, but they generally groom the Eagle Crest trails, and it was looking pretty good at the mountain for their soft opening for downhill and then coming grooming for cross country.
Well, that's great news. Let's talk about your website for a moment. We've talked about all the grooming that your group does, but a lot of people, including myself, rely on the trail updates that get posted sometimes daily during ski season, sometimes more than once a day. So thank you for those. Is that all volunteer run as well?
Yes, it is. We rely 100% on volunteers. For that, the website, we do have a contractor that helps us with that. But that, yeah, it's the jnski.org is a great place to go for information about the you can get updated trail information from live postings, and it's a good place to go for information about the trails.
Excellent. Is that the best place to go for information about this upcoming annual meeting?
Yes. And some other events, too. This coming year, we've got – and Malia Luke can talk about a couple that the ski team gets most involved in. But December 15th, we have a ski waxing event at the – dust your skis off and bring them and wax them and pay to get them waxed. Probably $20, but that's a fundraiser for the Juneau Nordic Ski Team, and some of the skiers will help us with that. And then there's some other we have this year a women's masters ski, January 9 and 23 and February 6, for masters, you know, anyone who's skied before, really. So the information about those will be on the website, as well as some fun events at Skater's Cabin coming up this year. And
Malia, what's coming up at Skater's Cabin?
We will be doing our annual Ski for Gold event, where it kind of honors the Olympic skiers Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins for their win of the gold medal in 2016.
That's right.
Yeah, the Olympics.
Exciting. Yeah, that's an annual event too, isn't it? I think they were here last year to talk about that.
This will be the third.
Yeah, so and the website, also on the website, there's a pretty cool video. It looks like somebody had a drone, made some beautiful shots of the mountains and snow and skiers. So I recommend checking that out if you're clicking around on jnski.org, right?
Yeah.
All right.
jnski.org.
Well, we're just about out of time, but to recap, the annual meeting is Thursday, December 5th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Zontakihini Middle School, and it's a potluck dinner, gear swap, silent auction, and all of that stuff, and come and find out more, become a member.
We've got some great items. We've had Alaska Fudge Company, Heritage Coffee, and others with some door prizes, but some silent auction items from Gastineau Guiding, Silver Bow Inn. Pair of skis from Foggy Mountain Shop.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Pair of skis?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
and other sponsors. So it's great. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So Odin and Malia, thanks so much for coming in and talking to me today.
You bet. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.